Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, welcome to what is the message of the Lord. Today is the 32nd Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year C. First reading will be taken from 2 Maccabees, chapter 7, verses 1 to 2, verses 9 to 14. Our psalm for today is Psalm 17. Second reading for today will be taken from St. Paul's second letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 2, verse 16 to chapter 3, verse 5. Gospel reading taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 20, verses 27 to 38. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is supported by grace. Supported by grace. It is obvious in the tragic deaths of seven brothers in today's first reading, taken from 2 Maccabees chapter 7, that we have at our disposal the Lord's internal graces, uplifting resources, faithful help, and His spiritual presence for our battles, struggles, and challenges in this broken world. St. Paul reminds us in today's second reading that the Lord has given to us His love, and through His grace, an inexhaustible comfort, sure hope, and strength for everything good that we do or say. That is a massive moral booster against life's challenges. And so it was in the hearts of the seven brothers in today's first reading who were strengthened by the Lord's spiritual presence to stare death in the face. Hence, they were confident that the Lord, the King of the world, would raise them to life for doing the right thing. And so they preserved their faith and dug deep to find the Lord's courage to die willingly for the sake of righteousness. Even though not all are called to be martyrs, certain challenges are bound to come our way in life. Some would ask us to rely on human strength, understanding, and human connections. But we all know that worldly comfort is short-lived and could pave the way for confusion, depression, anxiety, suicide, and lack of faith in God. And so what we must follow at this point is St. Paul's advice, that is, to turn our hearts towards the love of God and the fortitude of Christ, because God would hear a cause that is just and would not in return offer to us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and self-control. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7. In other words, we do not fight a good fight of faith just to win battles in this world, but to strengthen our relationship with God, who lovingly re-empowers us to rediscover strategies for survival in this world. Having turned to the Lord for guidance, we must learn to listen and to follow His teaching. The Sadducees in today's gospel reading, who had a confused notion of the resurrection, turned to Jesus, not to listen to Him or reminded that life does exist after death, but to criticize and mock Jesus. St. Paul says we must pray against such treacherous voices, that is, voices that counter God's message in us, voices that dampen our hope in the Lord, and voices that mock our desire to rebuild and renew our lives and communities. Our God is the God of the living. Hence, we must not be dismayed by those voices, for the Lord guides us as the apple of His eye. And so may the Lord bless our activities this week, the works of our hands, and then bless all our plans, and help us to stand firm in the face of all issues. In the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. And Michael the Archangel, pray for us.